This is GQDN for Monday, October 16th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By patreon.com/groupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some BlizzCon 2023 merch. Got a little bit of Minecraft news. And what are WoW players agreeing on? But we begin today with good news, because there was a lot of esports this weekend, and some of the championships were done already. That includes esportsinsider.com reporting on the Fortnite Championship Series. And they went on the 2v2, you know, stuff like that. Because I was watching some of that, but some of the people were there, and the viewership was around 720,000 people. That's where it peaked at. 375,000 people were watching it across over 15 hours of airtime. But this tournament did take place in Copenhagen, Denmark, and it did have the winners from America and Canada. It was a duo called Cooper and Mero, and they are the ones that took home $1 million. That was well done. And I believe if you can look that up on YouTube, you might see them and how they won the championship. Fortnite is indeed a very, very popular PvP game, and bringing back the buildings for that stuff really did bring the viewership back up. Remember, they took the buildings away, building the buildings. But now when people can put up some defenses and then fire away at other people, that was a very good thing for them. So this year, Fortnite was indeed the biggest Fortnite event that they've ever had, well, at least in 2023. And they held the top three spots from 2018 and 2019, and the World Cup at 2019. So very, very well done by the winners here. Cooper and Mero, well done to you too. But they're not the only one that deserved flowers. ESTNN did say FaZe Clan won the Halo World Championship 2023. So, Jonathan Renegade Willett, Bradley Frosty Brugstrom, Matthew Royal 2 Fortane, Florinate, sorry, and Paul Snakebite Dorte won the Halo World Championship 2023, and that did include $400,000 for the prize and 200,000 HCS points. Halo Championship Series points, maybe? Something like that. Anyway, they were always around the top three, but they never come up on top. But this time, they found the great strategies at the right time. They did not win every major, but they did win enough points to win the championship. And what ESTNN is saying is that they have a really good chance of doing it again next year. So what could happen here next year? Well, now you get the Halo Championship Series Year 3, and they did show the logo for the Halo World Championship 2024. This looks very, very interesting. And well done to FaZe. Well done. Now, what's going on right now is the International. That is Dota 2. And the International is still going on through the group stage, but they did provide some updates. And that was Team Spirit against Virtus Pro. And because they have an exceptional player called Lars, they did that performance in the mid lane. So because of that, they won that series. That Virtus Pro did say on X was, quote, an incredible performance by Notus Dota in the match against TSM and well-deserved MVP title for Winline. Now, Team Liquid did go up against Evil Geniuses, and Evil Geniuses did win that series 2-0, where Team Liquid Dota did say on X, sheesh, and then Senna 1A, something like that, is our SAP MVP of the day after the bench performance in Game 2 versus Evil Geniuses. But that's why they say that Team Liquid did beat the Evil Geniuses 2-0. I think I said Evil Geniuses right. No, I was wrong. Team Liquid won that series 2-0. The Gaming Gladiators and the Talon Esports went at it too. And Talon Esports came out with that victory 2-1. LGD Gaming went up against Keed Stars, and LGD Gaming went on a sweep 2-0. Tundra went up against Nouns, and they bounced Tundra 2-0. And Entity Gaming went up against Azure Ray, and Azure Ray just blitzed Entity Gaming 2-0. So that was the past weekend. A little bit there on esports. So well done to all the winners. Now, sticking with ESTNN, they're saying that Final Fantasy XIV Fan Fest is going to London. And they did give some things could be going on there. Nice schedule, I should say. So, the stream will be on their Twitch and YouTube channels. And on the YouTube, they'll be available as a video on demand. So you'll be able to watch that. And you could watch any updates on the official X account. But it'll be 2 days, October 21st and October 22nd, which means Saturday and Sunday. So day one, they'll have their keynote speech, and it'll be by director and producer Nakui Yoshida. Sorry about butchering the name. Their opening ceremony starts at 6:30 a.m. All times are Eastern. Then they go to the development panel about the game, and that is 7:30 a.m. And then they go to the different aspects of the game, such as Who Wants to Be a Gillinor 2? That starts at 10 a.m. Welcome to Nike's Room, 11:30 a.m. And then day two, you have a Stroll with Yoshi. That's at 5 a.m. Crystalline Conflict Regional Championship for Europe and Oceania. That starts at 7:30 a.m. Glimmered Life, 10:30 a.m. And the Cheering Choice starts at noon, so you can go check that out. But if you're into World of Warcraft, .esports did say that some of the players are agreeing on some of the annoying aspects of Dragonflight. So what's annoying them? Even though that Dragonflight, at least according to .esports, says that's a great class balance for a lot of the balances, but some people do have their disagreements with it, because they are saying that the doors may be too big or too small. Okay, that's a little thing. But the cooldowns are way too long. In fact, post on Reddit reads, quote, "What's something that has zero bearing on the game at large, but bothers the crap out of you?" It's a question. And some people did answer that. Now, sometimes it's an action button that people use to use an item. Now, the issues that players have is basically the part of the past expansions and how hard it is to complete them this day. So, some things aren't always easy. Maybe they're not supposed to be. But, personal thoughts aside, which I should not give here anyway, I try not to. More .esports, because they're saying that the Minecraft 2023 mob vote has a winner and was crowned, but 500,000 players don't want it. Now, this is an update, because we know that Minecraft wanted to put a new character out there, not with a name, more like cows or chickens, something like that. And the mob vote is now complete, because Armadillo did beat out the crabs and the penguins. And that means the Armadillo will join the game later this year. But over 500,000 players didn't even want it. A lot of people used the hashtag #StopTheMobVote, and that was found on October 6th. And that was one day after all the contenders that have been revealed. And that was ahead of the official vote. And that was with the hope that Mojang would respond before the annual vote. But they did not respond. And they decided to go ahead with the Minecraft Live event. So Armadillo did have 42.3% of the vote. That's with over 5 million votes that were submitted. So, mob vote, Armadillo, 42.3%, crab 32.5%, and penguin was 25.2%. Who knows? But in a good thing, according to Blue News, Minecraft did pass 300 million sales. So well done to them. In fact, this is what they said on the Minecraft store. Quote, "It might feel like Minecraft's blocky blooms have been around since the beginning of time, but Minecraft Live reminded us all that Minecraft is turning 15 next year. Together, we've been crafting pickaxes, 15 million of them, discovering diamonds, 6.7 million, and slaying 15 million skeletons. Just recently, we crossed the 300 million copies sold, a milestone no one could have dreamed of when we are building our first dirt houses. I hope there will be cake to celebrate our wonderful community and our soon-to-be 15 years mining, crafting, and responding together. Perhaps it'll be a creepier cake? A creeper cake? Best check back here is Minecraft.net to find out." But they also said that one of Bethesda's people is retiring, and that's Pete Hines. So here's what he posted. Quote, "After 24 years, I've decided my time at Bethesda Softworks has come to an end. I am retiring and will begin an exciting new chapter in my life, exploring interests and passions, donating my time where I can, and taking more time to enjoy life. This is not a decision I came easily or quickly, but after an amazing career, culminating in the incredible launch of Starfield, it feels like the time is right. This is certainly not goodbye by any means. My love of Bethesda and its people have never wavered, and I will never stop being part of an incredible community we have grown. Thank you to the hundreds and thousands of fans I've gotten to meet and talk over the last 24 years. Your energy, creativity, and support has been such a big part of my journey. I forward to expecting the next part of the adventure alongside you. Working with amazing people, teams, and studios at Bethesda has been the greatest experience of my life. I'm incredibly proud of everything that we've done together. I'm genuinely excited to see the amazing things that they will create next." Last two bit of stories, and we go back to the esports corner because the Olympic team, the IOC, according to Esports Insider, does plan to create the Olympic Esports Games. Now that is the International Olympic Committee, that's the IOC, did announce that they're exploring plans to create an Olympic Esports Games. Now, that announcement was made during 141st IOC session in Mumbai, India, and that does build on several previous Olympics initiatives. Now, that session was attended by India's Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, and the IOC President, Thomas Bach. And they did reveal that they did form an IOC Esports Commission, and they were asked to study the creation of an Olympic Esports Games. Now, here's what Bach did say. Quote, "The younger generation is a completely new way of thinking. They are living digital lives right now. We must not ignore their thinking if we do want to jeopardize our own future. If we do not want to jeopardize our own future. We must empower them to guide us with their young mindset." Now, the Asian Electronic Sports Federation, that's the AESF, did have a positive reaction to the IOC's announcement. In fact, here's what they said. AESF has collaborated with the publishers on the adaption of popular mobile shooting games such as PUBG Mobile, which is renamed as the Peace Elite Asian Games version, as well as mobile games such as Arena of Valor, which has renamed as Arena of Valor Asian Games version, during the 19th Asian Games in Hangzhou. Both of the adaptations have been made to comply with the Olympic values. Now, we did talk about World of Warcraft, right? Well, WoWhead just showed up about 30 minutes ago, and they said BlizzCon is going to be on the Blizzard store. That includes the plushies, all the adorable stuff, dragons and doggies. About t-shirts and long sleeves, sweatshirts, bunches of those. I did say sweaters. From Diablo, lots of Diablo stuff. And a Lilith holiday and peace on Azeroth. Oh, the ugly shirts. How about some jerseys? You got an Overwatch 1, you got Diablo 1, you got a World of Warcraft 1. Jackets, too. Got some ornaments. Hey, the holidays are coming. Got some statues. Yeah, you know you want one. The Lich King's helm. There's Lilith, and yeah, there's Tracer. Got some pins, too. Lots of different things. And some bags. Did they have to go red? Hats, desk mats. Gotta have those. Pillows, Horde and Alliance only. Dice, Diablo dice. Along with some mugs. Yeah, gear's good. Go check them out. And while you're doing that, you can go check us out at GroupQuest and at Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people!
Thank you.